Please join me in an attitude of prayer. Dear God, thank you for voices to use to sing our love for you. Thank you for this time to have fun while we sing and to remember the words of some of the songs. Help us to remember those words even beyond today so we can keep on singing for you every day. Thank you for this time to focus our hearts and our attention on you. And thank you for this song in our heart that comes from Jesus. Lord, you give us so many reasons to sing your praise with the angels and proclaim your presence like the shepherds. Please forgive us for our sins. Please forgive us for our defensiveness and our arrogance and our rebellion towards you when you open our eyes to the sins and disobedience in our lives. Lord, when we mourn over our sins and confess them to you, please forgive us and please cleanse our hearts anew. Please strengthen our decision to love you and to obey you. And please help us to stay close to you so that you can use us to serve you and tell others about your power and presence and love so we can let our light shine until Jesus comes. Lord, we pray for our church. And we ask that you please hear us as we pray for our friends and loved ones, those who are sick or in ministry, in misery and in pain. Please heal them. Please give your peace and your calm assurance to all those who suffer or struggle with heartache or sadness or grief. We ask that you hear our prayers for our nation and bless our leaders to honor you and to make decisions in accordance with your will. Please bless your world with your peace that passes all understanding. And we ask, Lord, that you please bless Israel with peace and protect her from her many enemies. As we continue to celebrate your coming into the world, please bless those brave Christians, not only in our country, but in other countries, who must face persecution and sometimes risk death for their faith in you. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, whose birth we remember, whose coming again we prepare for and look forward to. Help us be diligent as we remember that you are still with us each moment of the day to cheer us and guide us and to prepare us for heaven. All these things we ask for and pray for in Jesus' name and to his glory as we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our response will be simple gifts. This past week was about gifts, the presents under the tree, the gifts of time that you were able to spend with loved ones, the gifts of being able to rest and take a break from the hectic preparations. But mostly this week has been about celebrating the gift of love that comes to us from God in the person of Jesus. Jesus is the greatest gift we can accept for ourselves, and Jesus is the best gift we can share with someone else. And that's why we worship, that's why we sing, That's why we give Jesus our everything. And today we have the opportunity to continue to give our gifts, our tithes and offerings, in gratitude to God for his amazing gift of Jesus. Our tithes and offerings will be used for the continued ministries of this church, ministries that help people of all ages come to know Jesus. And so we encourage you to give generously, just as God has given generously to you. Will the ushers please come forward? Thank you, Lord God, for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for blessing us so much, and thank you for the many ways you provide for us. Thank you that we can be together today to celebrate you on this wonderful day. And as we pray and sing and worship, we remember that the best gift that we can bring every day is our wholehearted gratitude to you. Thank you, dear Lord, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to sit down. We're going to sing a few more songs, and then we're going to have a scripture, and then we'll sing some more. Let's start with 217, Away in a Manger, and we'll sing the first and last verse. Verse 3. Yes, ma'am. 400 and what? 400 and all the verses. Come, thou fount of every blessing. Good song. 400, all the verses. Another song. Linda. Pardon me? 1, 4, 3. What verses? Let me get to 1, 4, 3. On eagle's wings. I guess there is only one verse. Thank you. Eagle's wings. 1, 4, 3. We're going to sing it again. What page? 370. What page?
370.
Page 370, Victory in Jesus. And what verses?
1 and 2.
1 and 2. Page 370, 1 and 2, Victory in Jesus. You know what? Let's stand up on this one.
Thank you.
Verse 2. Please stay up for our scripture, and then you'll be able to sit down and we'll sing three more songs. The scripture's next. It comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and holding it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. What? 50?
657, two times three. You don't even need to look it up.
657. Twice through. Excellent. You may be sit down. We'll sing two more songs. Or we can just go on that one. Mandy.
I don't know if this is out of season, but 620.
All right. What's the song? One Bread, One Body. Okay. That's a good communion song. Do you have a preference on verses? Okay. Let's go for one and two. One bread, one body.
Thank you.
gets the last song? Alice?
77.
Which verses, Alice? First and last verse. Let's stand up for this one, too. Before you receive the benediction, I'm going to give you some homework. Before you leave this room, make sure you find three people that you did not sit with or come to church with, and tell them how good they look today and wish them a good week. And as you go from this place with a smile on your face and a song in your lips, may the love of Jesus be in your heart and affect everything you think and say and do. And may God's peace that passes all understanding keep and guard your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. Amen.